Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Whoops, wait a minute. 53 after the hour. I was going to invert those numbers and say it was 35 past the hour, but you know how I am. I've got my eyes now tuned on Warren Eckstein's pet show page, thepetshow.com. He has a fabulous line of vitamins and minerals for dogs called Hugs and Kisses. Not only dogs, but for cats, too. So this is, and the people that follow Warren are a network of people that are loyalists. They listen to his weekend program, have for years and years and years, love his product. So check out Hugs and Kisses. I think there's a separate website, right? Hugsandkisses.com, or you can find it at petshow.com or warrenextine.com. You get so damn many. Where do we send people?
Thepetshow.com is the best place.
Thepetshow.com. All right, got it. Okay, so now the focus on the weather and how it affects animals. I don't know if you, I've forgotten whether I told you about how my friend Meredith posts pictures of dogs on her Facebook page that have been abused. She's very big in trying to protect animals. That's one of the things we have in common. And it brought me around to thinking about dogs outside when it's really cold or wet. The El Nino effect as it spreads across the West into the Midwest and into the East. There are a lot of things that perhaps people, it would seem to be common sense, Warren, but it may not be. What sort of tips do you have for people dealing with various weather elements and their pets?
Number one, just common sense. If it's bad outside for you, it's bad outside for your pets. So keep them inside, cozy and dry. That's the bottom line. The thing that's really important, when they hear these noises, when they get involved with the weather and our dog or cats panic, they usually run to find a hiding place. And very often what happens is the people will try to remove them from the hiding place, thinking they're doing the right thing. The bottom line is let them hide. If that's their comfort zone, it's at their safe room, it's okay. I have no problem with that. The noise problem is another thing, though. The thunderstorms, the lightning, all of that really affects our pets. So what I really advocate, and I talk about this an awful lot on the website, is noise phobias, is to take the time to desensitize your dog to whatever sound it may be, whether it be a thunderstorm, whether your next-door neighbor bought a brand-new Harley-Davidson, or whether your new parent's expecting a baby. If you get the dog or cat adjusted what those new sounds are like, little by little, then the dog will be fine with that. But the bottom line is keep your dogs inside. There are many things you can do. If you have a really severe problem, you may even want to speak to your vet about a mild sedative.
One of the best things about Warren, when I had Charlotte, I would bring Charlotte to Warren to get a sort of psychological tune-up. He was very good. He is very good, but was with Charlotte, very good in the psychological side of things. So here's a, this is sort of a modern or an update on that. Meredith called me last night screaming because there was a dead mouse by the back door. So she said, "Look, I'm not going to tell." I said, "Go pick it up with a broom or sweep it away or put it in the, no, I'm not going to put it in the." So anyway, the point is that we think the dog, Millie, may have killed the mouse and brought it to the back door because there aren't usually, I mean, I don't, in this area of Florida, I don't think that many mice around, but it would seem to me that Millie wouldn't eat a mouse, but she's capable of killing one or a squirrel or something and bringing it to the back door sort of as a trophy. Don't dogs do that?
They do. Cats do it more often than dogs do, but dogs will do it as well. In other words, remember now, instinctively, when puppies are born, the mother goes out and hunts, comes back, and actually regurgitates the food for the puppies to eat. So it's very common for a dog that hunts not to eat it, but to bring it back not only as a trophy, but to feed the people that it loves.
You know, it's interesting with this dog and other, I remember Charlotte as well, when she'd do something wrong, she'd look at you and you'd know, she'd done something wrong. And Millie sort of does this. How do you know when something is bothering your dog?
Well, you have to know what they look like when nothing's bothering them. That's
right.
Why I'm a big observer. Watch your dogs, watch your cats every single day. This way, if they're off a little bit psychologically or physiologically, you can pick up on it and tell what it's all about. Hey, by the way, Doug, I found my favorite saying of all times just today.
Yeah?
I don't own my dog. I love my dog.
Wow. I remember somebody saying to me once, "I don't own my dog. He owns me." Or she owns me. Charlotte don't certainly own me in my heart and soul.
That was the old joke, you know, that dogs come when you call them. Cats will take a message and get back to you later that afternoon.
There's a story that you have written about on your blog, the Texas guy with a blind eye adopting a one-eyed puppy. I was thinking about that. There's so many dogs that are available now. What a super story.
Let me just plug an organization. There's a friend of mine in Maryland that runs an organization called Pets with Disabilities. She's an incredible lady. I help her out. In fact, I wrote the foreword for her book. If you're thinking about adopting a dog, or if you have a dog with a challenge, contact Pets with Disability. They can guide you into proper care.
ThePetShow.com, homes of lots of different things. Great stories. Warren Eckstein here with us on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.